Kill 'em all, seek and destroy. That is a Metallica. Because what I aim to do here on this program, I'm doing it since 2016, is to seek out to destroy corruption. And it started because of the Zika virus in Miami Beach and the pesticide being sprayed. We've got something happening on a global scale now, folks. Something known as a pandemic. Yet a 98-99% survival rate to a benign, otherwise known as a flu virus, a coronavirus, and then forced vaccinations, forced mandates of mask wearing. It's out of control. Only you can stop it, folks. So bringing on now the organizer for the Liberty Conference coming up here October 22nd and 23rd in Salt Lake City, Tina Horlager, bringing her on right now. We just ended with Mike Miller, Warriors for Ranchers. And this is a special edition Sunday discussion of truth. Tina Horlacher. Get this dialing here. And look, I'm heading personally to Ampfest Doral. That's Miami, October 7th through 10th, I believe it is. Okay, let me try her back here. Tina Horlacher. I give her one more call. Let's see if she answers here. Okay. This is Discuss the Truth. I am Ian Trottier. And here we go. Okay.
Hello.
Tina, Ian Trottier here. Welcome to Discuss the Truth. How are you today?
I am great. How are you doing, Ian?
Well, I'm doing just fine. I just ended with Mike Miller. If you're not familiar with who he is, he runs something called Warriors for Ranchers, and he owns a ranch, or he lives on a ranch, runs a ranch, right on the border with Mexico. And stories that he's telling are beyond appalling. It's really disgusting what is happening on the borders that we're not being fed through, we're not being given mainstream media. Anyway, so just listen to that, I just finished with Mike, and we're transitioning to you. So, talking about the Liberty Conference coming up October 22nd and 23rd, Salt Lake City, Utah. Tell listeners a little bit about who you are, what you do, Tina, and then talk about this conference.
All right, I'd love to, and I really appreciate the opportunity. We should get Mike to come because we'd love for him to tell those stories. We all need to be aware of what is going on at the border. And that is going to be one of our topics at this event. We want to know what's going on at the border. I've heard some very troubling things. I think it is a direct attack on America. So you should give me his contact information.
Good. I'm glad you said that. I'll make the introduction, and I'm glad you said that. Okay, we've got. Anyway, hold on a second here.
Salt Lake City, Utah on October 22nd and 23rd, and you can get your tickets at wecanact.net. It's going to be absolutely amazing. We're going to be giving lots of information on election fraud, medical tyranny, all things COVID, human trafficking, critical race theory, media fraud, big tech censorship, broken Hollywood, loss of religious liberty, and even biochemical poisoning. So we're going to be talking about a lot of different things, but what we really want to focus on is what to do about it. We don't want to just present a whole bunch of problems and have everybody walk away with heavy hearts and just not know what to do. We are going to give specific action items so people know exactly what they need to do to go back to their communities and take back their liberties. So I believe that knowledge is power, and I also believe that when we gather, we create momentum And we also create a synergy that sends a very clear message to the established politicians and deep state, which is something we absolutely need. We need to get off of our computers and meet and exercise our First Amendment right of assembly. And we have put together an amazing lineup of speakers, starting with General Flynn, and he always is amazing. He talks about how important it is to take back your liberties at the local level, and that really is going to be our focus. We are inviting, though, across the Intermountain West, all of the states in the West, we are inviting them to come. We have Katie Hopkins, who is from England. I don't know, do you know about Katie?
No.
Okay, so Katie, she was an activist in England and was very outspoken about COVID. She's been outspoken about other things. She served in the humanitarian camps where they've had different refugees that have come in. And anyway, she's done lots of activist work, and she had to flee England because there was a bounty on her head. So she now is in the United States, and she is speaking out here, and she is going to be at our event, and she also is just absolutely amazing. We had Artur Pulaski, who is going to be speaking with us, that I'm sure you know. He is back in Canada and is facing serious charges. He was released from jail. He was arrested right when he returned, but he has been released, but we don't think he's going to be able to get back to the States. But he and a number of our other pastors who are coming, C.L. Bryant, Bishop Leon Benjamin, are going to be talking about the fact that the loss of religious liberty is one of the greatest threats we face in our nation right now. And that's interesting. You know, I would expound on that, but I don't think we have the time. That the loss of religious liberty is really our greatest threat to our nation right now. We will have frontline doctors, Dr. Simone Gold, Dr. Lee Merritt, Dr. Peter McCullough. On top of that, we have Dr. Rashid Zatar, and they are all going to be speaking about COVID and masking and all the things that you need to know, treatment. Also, Dr. Mark Sherwood, who will be here, and he'll be helping people who have the vaccine, have had side effects, and don't know what to do. And there are a lot of those people. We have Peggy Hall, who will also be talking about religious liberty. We have Tim Foley, who will be talking to us about the border crisis right now. So I think he and Mike Miller would be a fabulous twosome. We have Thomas Renz. He's an attorney. He's going to be talking about the lawsuit he's filed against the government, civil rights attorney Lee Dundas. She will be helping people know legally how to protect themselves. And for election and fraud, we have Senator Sonny Borelli, Senator Wendy Rogers. They're all going to be talking to us about election fraud, and even others will be talking to us about those topics that are Douglas G. Frank, that was his name. And we have a couple locals who will be talking to us. Nathan Osmond will be talking about our country and love of country and how important patriotism is. So that's just some of them.
Well, that's excellent. That's quite the list, and a lot of firepower there. Religious liberty is certainly something that Americans need to wrap around. That this is attack on the First Amendment rights of speech and media. But certainly from your standpoint, from the state of Utah, which is an entire state founded on religious liberty and seekers of religious liberty, Americans need to wrap around. Sorry about that, Tina. So Americans need to really identify this. Talk a little bit more about that. Talk a little bit more about that, if you would.
About the religious liberty aspect.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like people are waiting to get back to their new normal. That they are going to be able to continue to worship as they have. They're going to be able to continue to do all their normal things. And I really don't think that this is going to happen. I feel like, in all honesty, Ian, I feel like things are going to get worse before they get better. But I do believe that if we can return to God, if we can recognize our connection to God and His connection to us, that we are a covenant land and a covenant people, and that we are to be a light to the whole world. We're supposed to raise the standard and set an example for the whole world. And Jesus Christ is the author of our liberty. And when we outsource things that we should be doing as citizens and parents and just brothers and sisters in the community of Christ, we actually deny Christ. We have got to realize that we've got to stop letting our differences divide us and understanding what connects us. Allow people to be unique in their own way, but still just love each other. And all of this is, returning to God. I don't think it matters what religion you are. The large majority all are centered in Jesus Christ. And as we look to Him, we will bring peace to our land.
You mentioned on your one of the talking points for the conference. This is the Liberty Conference coming up October 22nd, 23rd, Salt Lake City, Utah. Biochemical poisoning. What is that, Tina?
Well, I think we probably all understand that COVID is not some illness that it is biochemical warfare, but there's other biochemical warfare that's been going on. And in Utah, we have a place called Dugway Proving Ground. It is a military base. It has the highest clearance for testing biochemical weapons as any other place. And we have some information that we're going to be sharing in relation to that. There are a lot of sick people, but this does not just involve Utah. It involves other states. And there are the documents that are going to prove exactly what is going on. And there's a lot of sick people who want answers and don't have answers. And we're going to give them answers. And we're actually going to even connect it back to Fauci. So it is something that no media wants to cover, and we are going to bring it forward at this conference, and we're hoping that the media will then begin to cover it, because it is something people absolutely need to be aware of.
Yeah, that's, we have freedom of speech and freedom of media here, and that's our constitutional rights. So the more of us that come together and push the mainstream media to give us a transparent narrative of exactly what is happening is what's most important here. We need to hold the mainstream media accountable for giving us the truth. This isn't a small event. We're talking about the event venue, ladies and gentlemen. The Salt Palace. That's one of the largest arenas in Salt Lake City, is my understanding.
Yes, that's correct. Yes, we have enough to fit 10,000 people, and we want 10,000 people there. We really do. And before I forget, I want to tell your listeners, I've traveled a long distance to listen to General Flynn. I paid $500, and it was worth every penny. It wasn't just General Flynn I heard. Our tickets with the promo code LIBERTY, all caps, will get you $50 off your ticket to our conference. And on top of that, there are some other amenities that go with it. Not only having an amazing experience listening to all of these people and networking with the other people who are going to be there, we'll have an exhibit hall that will be full and plentiful, lots of interesting things to look at. But one of our sponsors, Frontsight Training Ground, has actually is giving a two-day. They're giving a two-day. A four-day defensive handgun course at the world-class 550-acre firearms training facility. That's free. That's a $2,000 value. That is in Nevada. I go there a number of times a year, and it's a lot of fun. I learn a lot, and I've actually learned how to use a weapon. So this, you cannot go wrong coming to this conference. Really, seriously, it is it is going to be amazing. It is.
Tina, tell listeners, we've got some in and out going on here with the connection. Tell listeners, I'd like listeners to understand your viewpoint and where you're coming from. What sparked your motivation to put this conference together? What was it that said, hey, wait a second, things don't add up, Fauci's testimony, some of these other financial strings, it doesn't make sense to me. What was it for you? What was that turning point for you that says, I've got to bring people together here, and we've got to talk about what's really happening?
Well, I have been politically active for a lot of years. I've actually held an elected position, and I have served in the Republican Party for many years, and I've come to the conclusion that the Republican Party is broken. I'm with General Flynn when he says, don't give your money to the Republican Party. I don't know if it could ever be fixed. Perhaps if they decide we need to fix the election, it could experience a renewal, but I don't see that happening. No single person or group or anyone save Jesus Christ is going to come and save us. We all have to individually step up and collectively get our liberties back. So in Utah, I've been fighting this fight for a long time. And as we experienced COVID and all of the terrible things that came from that, and then we had the election on top of that, and I hotel room that night and saw what Congress was doing. I knew it was all set up, and I just felt compelled to do something. I didn't know what that was. I kept thinking and trying to decide what that was, and finally I had the idea to bring a speaker or two in and give them a forum where they could speak to people. But as I began to plan it, it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And when I went to go get the hall to decide the amount of people that we were supposed to have the space for, I just felt like we were supposed to go big. So everyone who's listening to me who knows that they can make it to this conference, you need to be here. It is going to be amazing.
Well, it sounds like it, and I'll be there as well if I can. I've told you that I've committed to another conference on the other side of the country at that time. But if time does a lot and things change, and then I'll be supporting you and your event goers. Big tech censorship. What do you see happening there, Tina? Just some final words as we close down here. Some big tech censorship.
Twitter, just appalling, absolutely appalling that the loss to our First Amendment rights. And some people will say, well, it's a private company. Well, it services the world. So they cannot censor speech. They have to allow free speech. And what are they afraid of? I will tell you that my post get about 2 likes right now. So I'm definitely being shadow banned. It has been very difficult through social media to be able to market this event. And so we've had to go through extraordinary means and efforts to be able to get the word out. And we are still trying really hard to make that happen. We're like 19 days away. And we are just working our guts out. And yeah, we've got to do something about the big tech censorship, and there are answers. And I'm glad I just thought of this before I let you go. One of our sponsors is called Clear United, and they are actually, they're an amazing company. They are going to teach people how to decentralize themselves from the fiat system, but also from the censorship and the government watching over you and tracking you and everything they do through your phones and all of your devices. And it's going to be amazing. I was listening to that, my mouth is hanging open. I was like, oh wow, these people have to know about this. So they are coming on board, and they are going to teach you what you can do to remove yourself and protect yourself from right now, but also from what is coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tina Horlocker, WeCanAct.net. Tina, leave some final comments, some final words for listeners, something that that you'd like listeners to walk away with this afternoon.
Well, I would just like everyone to never accept the idea of a new normal, at least the new normal that the deep state and established politicians want you and the media want you to accept. But the new, there is a new normal, and the new normal is eternal vigilance in the pursuit of liberty. It has to be, it must be. We can act, and that is the only way we can take back our nation, our country. It's the only way we can protect our borders. It's the only way that we can protect our First Amendment rights, our religious liberty, is if we act. And that is really what this is all about. And I just implore everyone to recognize the power they have within themselves to make a difference in the world and to reach out to their neighbors, their families, their neighbors, their communities, and begin to share everything they can to help people understand what must be done.
Tina, thank you for joining the program. I look forward to staying in touch with you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Ian.
There's some in and out there with the Wi-Fi, but we'll be staying in contact with Tina and the work that she's doing. Some great guests for her conference, and look, I'm going to introduce her right now to Mike, in addition to a couple other folks. Ladies and gentlemen, we must work together. This is a nonpartisan issue. This is not about the Democrat Party. This is not about the Republican Party. I didn't know Jennifer Flynn had said, "Don't give your money to the Republicans." I'm glad to hear that, because look, both of the political parties, the Democrat Party and the Republican Party, feed into the same money machine. Okay, it's all regulated and controlled by the Federal Reserve Central Bank. The Federal Reserve Act, passed in 1913 by Woodrow Wilson, manipulates. It's a monopoly. It manipulates the entire government. It manipulates the education system. It manipulates the media. It's the exact reason why the United States fought in those World War I, World War II. It's been in these nonsensical wars, Vietnam, Iraq, and Afghanistan. It's been a money manufacturer for what is the deep state. And if you ask me what the deep state is, it's exactly that. It's the central bankers, the global central bankers, regulated through Basel, Switzerland. Now, getting into who owns and controls the deep state, well, that's when, from my research, and I'm not biased, from my research, all fingers point to the former Roman Empire, and that capital is the city of Rome. So, Vatican? Yes, there's corruption in the Vatican. Just go to our Archbishop Vigano. Archbishop Vigano, I think he's 80, 81 now, and he's talking about the corruption out of the Vatican. So does that mean, Ian, is that what you're saying? Does that mean that this is a holy war? This is a religious war? Well, it does in many regards. Okay, I mean, yes. Why is the United States successful? Because it gives those basic freedoms. There is no definition of God. And how dare you allow anyone else, well, it's your choice, it's your choice, a freedom of choice, but how dare you allow anyone else dictate how you live your life based off of their belief and understanding of what God is? That's how I see it. And everybody should have that freedom to believe in what God is. What is God? Okay? Is it a creature? Is it a being? Is it a machine? Is it an energy? Is it a planet? That's up to you to decide. That's why the Constitution is religious freedom in the Constitution is gives people such liberty to be who they are. That's all changing. That's all changing. And if you are a religious person, like these past two guests of mine who seemingly practice religion on a frequent basis, folks, you need to stand up. You need to stand up right now, and there's nothing more precedent than you questioning whether this is a religious attack. This is a tyrannic attack on your religious freedom. Listen to Eric John Phelps. Just pop him into YouTube. Pop him into Google. See what you get back. This is a crusade. He says it. This is a crusade. I don't like talking about it too much because, you know, people have their freedom and their rights to be whatever religion they want. As long as it's peaceful, who cares? But all the arrows point in the direction. This is a modern day crusade. Is it instigated by the Black Pope? Well, Phelps says so, yes. This is your first Jesuit Pope in the history of the Catholic Church. Your first Jesuit Pope. Yet nation after nation after nation have banned the Jesuits. Why? Because they control a country's money system. Now people say, oh, Ian, it's the Jews. The Jews are behind the banking manipulation. No, I'm not sold on that. I'm not sold on that. My best friends have simply always been Jews. Not all my best friends, but some of my best friends have always been Jews. The Jews aren't organized enough. You know, they depended on the Brits. It was the Brits, wasn't it? World War I, after World War I, the Balfour Declaration. They depended on the Brits to fight for their freedom, to give them a parcel of land, to be basically religious freedom practitioners. And you've got Arthur Pawlowski right now. I don't know what religion he is, but you got him up there facing 6 years in prison. He goes back to court on October 13, facing anywhere from just shy of a month to 6 years in prison. Why? Because he opened his church. He opened his church. Again, I don't know what religion he is, but he opened his church during the, quote, medical health lockdown. First off, there should be no lockdown mandated by government because they say you could catch a cancer just walking outside and being exposed to UV rays. Yeah, you're being forced to lock down because of a flu virus. All right, that's what a coronavirus is. It's a type of flu virus. It's engineered in a laboratory. All the signs point towards that. And you're allowing your government to lock you down? And then here is a guy that says, hey, you know, if anybody can save us, it's going to be God. So please, I'm going to open my church. Come please, pray, sing. I mean, those are all the things you should be doing. That's like the best medicine. Not some ridiculous synthetic vaccine that's known to change your DNA. Yet pharmaceutical companies making massive profits are saying, no, your government, you got to lock your people down. That ours is the best medicine. Something synthetically designed in a laboratory, that's our best medicine. Baloney. Garbage. Your best medicine should be whatever you think your sovereign corpus, being, body, whatever you think is the best medicine. That's what you should be taking. And so Arthur says it's the best medicine is us preaching and praying and singing to God. Yeah, he's now facing 6 years. 6 years he's facing in prison because he defied lockdown orders and he wouldn't wear a mask. I was just with him 7 days ago. The man is a good person. He's a good man. From everything I could tell. Wasn't violent with me. He beat me in a game of ping pong. No, nothing violent about that man. So this is tyranny. This is tyranny. This is central banking tyranny. And if you're in America, you need to fight to abolish and dismantle and take down that central bank, because the central bank is controlled by the City of London, which is controlled by Switzerland. So you do your research. You do your research and figure out where this control is coming from. What is the deep state? Follow the money. That'll show you. That will show you. And if you do nothing else with your days than to defend your constitutional rights, you're doing the best thing you can do right now as an American. Yet the filth continues. The filth continues. The socialist communistic agenda continues to tear these fibers down in this country. And I'm telling you, I will tell you, when this country falls, it will fall one day. One day it will fall. It may not be my lifetime. It may not be your lifetime. But one day, maybe 3 generations, 4 generations, maybe 10, 20 generations from now, that depends on you and how you fight for you and your future generations, your children, your grandchildren. This depends on you and you and how you fight for these future generations facing America. America will be dismantled and destroyed, and this deep state wants nothing more. They use people like Biden. They're using people like Pelosi, Harris. They're using people like Newsom as their puppets. These are likely good people. They don't know any different. Maybe Biden does. 40 years in D.C., you got to have a good idea what the deep state is. Pelosi, same thing. You got to have a good idea what the deep state is. You know, you want to openly tear it down. You want to aid to the dismantling of this country. Well, yeah, that means you probably shouldn't be in the country. Maybe you're an enemy to the Constitution. You know, you want to destroy the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. I don't think you're a friend of Washington and Hamilton and Jefferson. I am. And right now I have a constitution, and right now Tina does, and Mike does, and all these other people, they have a constitution. These are our rights. It is your right to practice whatever religion you want freely, peacefully. It is your right to speak your mind freely and openly, whichever you can say whatever you want. You can say the Democrat Party is next to God. You can say Republican Party is next to God. You can say Liberty Party. Yeah, it doesn't not matter. You can say whatever you want. That is your freedom to say what you want. And you have that same freedom right now with media. But because of the censorship, because of the tyranny out of Silicon Valley, they're destroying your right to free speech. Only you can act it now, folks. Only you can stand up and act and take this back. Because, once we lose it, whether it's on our watch or their watch or whatever, whoever's watch, once it's lost, it's not coming back. When America falls, the world falls. And the global cartel has their day. This was spoken about by Eisenhower decades and decades ago. The military-industrial complex. What did he mean by that? That is the deep state. The banks. The banks that fund the wars. And that tells you why we were in Vietnam. That tells you why we're in Iraq, why we're in Afghanistan, because of bankers. So is there something hidden there? Look at Gerald Posner. God's bankers. So who is it that controls your definition and your concept of God on a global scale? And that's what you need to be fighting for. So that's great. We heard that from Tina. Okay, Until next time, you will not be hearing me this Wednesday. I will be traveling to AmpFest. You'll be hearing me this Wednesday, but I will be back in 2 weeks with a live discussion. Tune in here. Check out the Instagram page, Ian Trottier, Trottier. You should know how to spell it if you're listening to my voice right now. Check out Instagram. Check out Twitter for updates. Look for some great behind-the-scenes, hopefully, discussions coming from some of the frontline freedom fighters in America today. And if I can attend Tina's conference at the later end of this month in Salt Lake, I will. Until next time, folks, be awesome.